The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. It is again Friday, and we are blessed to be here and to offer you another opportunity, a different perspective on this powerful subject of spirituality. Spirituality 101, we here at Spirituality 101, we see ourselves as the course. We provide the spiritual course as it should have accompanied our normal education. And we are here to offer you information, to offer you tools of transformation, to offer you a new perspective on walking the spiritual path. Here at Spirituality 101, we're not hung up on the path that you choose, but rather on how we can best support you on that path. We have been, over the last 3 weeks, really examining healing at many, many levels, and we have had guests with amazing information that draws our attention to the many, many opportunities there are for healing on the planet. And so today, I want to be able to introduce you to a student of Spirituality 101 who has yet another amazing way of helping us to manifest healing and to expand consciousness. My guest today is Hollis Lashley. He's an ardent student of Spirituality 101. He's a gifted poet who opens up sacred space with the written and spoken word. His writing inspires, it informs, and it fosters that inner connection that takes us to higher levels of consciousness. Hollis's spiritual journey has taken him along the path of unity, science of mind, and led him to deep contemplative reflection. His background is psychology, with a keen interest in promoting the Caribbean culture as well as expanding spirituality. I want you to join me in welcoming Hollis Lashley as he tells us about his journey and shares with us some of the poetry that has blessed so many hearts. Hollis, are you there?
Yes, Reverend, I am here and really excited to be on the program. And again, let me sincerely thank you for inviting me. For a while, I couldn't believe it is me you were speaking about, but I accepted very... I accept that very humbly, and thank you for making me feel so special.
Well, you are special. We each and every one are special. We're very special on this planet, and I know what you feel. You know, when people introduce me, sometimes I'm like, who are they talking about? Yes. But it takes sometimes others to be able to really recognize so much of what we do comes so very naturally that True. We don't stop to think about the impact we're having on others. So every now and again, we need to be reminded. I want to thank you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us. And I want to ask you, first of all, to give my listeners a little bit of background on you. Where were you born? Where were you raised? How did you shift from psychology to spirituality?
Well, I was born in the Twin Islands of Trinidad and Tobago, Trinidad to be specific. However, I have always had a keen interest in spirituality by way of the different expressions of religion. I left Trinidad and Tobago quite a few years ago to come to the United States naturally to go to school, to pursue an education. I have been involved in a lot of Caribbean cultural activities. Most folks know me as a radio host, as an MC, singing and having a good time. However, what is lesser known is that in the midst of all these celebrations and all these excited, pleasurable activities, there's a part of me that yearns to understand my origins from a spiritual perspective. And so, in very many quiet moments when I'm not in the limelight, when I'm not in the public eye, I take the time to sit quietly, go within myself, read, and understand what it is about this invisibility that gives power to this force we call life. What is it to really understand deeply the origins of who we are? What is it to sit in awe and wonder at this wonderful universe? And I say so because I know that in my humility, in my simplicity, the ideas and the thoughts that flow through me must come from a higher power. It must come from some place that I do not fully understand. And so, my quest is to continuously probe to understand what lies behind the physical, what motivates, what invisible forces motivate us to be who we are. And so, I find the joy in the journey of understanding, knowing that I would not leave this world fully understanding. But in the process of this living, I seek to understand the joy and the connection that binds us all as human beings, not simply from a nationalistic perspective or a religious perspective, but from the perspective of that one universal life force which impels us all to some kind of action through our mind.
Wow, that's a poem by itself. That's a deep, deep, that's deep pieces of poetry there by itself. But something jumped out at me. You talk about the invisibility, that invisible force we call life.
Yes.
Is that the force through which you feel that your poetry comes?
Well, yes, and it also is the force that we call God, that we call Allah, that we call love, that we call life, that we call all things positive. The fact is that the more you expose yourself to knowledge, East, West, North, South, Native American music and Native American literature, the literature of primitive people, the ancients, the more we expose ourselves to these fonts of knowledge, it's the more we begin or should begin to understand that man over the years has continuously sought to understand his origins. And so when we understand this deeper life force, this deeper thing that lies within us, we must begin to understand that there are laws. There are laws of positivity. Another thing is that we, as co-creators with this invisibility, with this life force, with this God, by whatever name we call it, we co-creators have the ability through our free will to choose to acknowledge it or not. And I have chosen to acknowledge this.
Wonderful. That really is a wonderful way of putting it over. But before we go into the first, Greg, I'd like to ask you to, if you can just entertain us a little bit with some of that beautiful poetry that I've had the privilege of experiencing.
Sure.
What would you first like to share with us?
Well, let me just give a little preamble to this. This is a piece called "The Sun Rises Now."
Oh, the sun rises now.
We are not speaking about the physical sun outside of ourselves. We are speaking of the sun in its power and in its symbolism to our internal consciousness. The sun rises now. This piece has come out of a time when, you know, we have our little issues that we are trying to deal with. We have our emotional upheavals, etc. And rather than trusting to myself and my emotions to deal with this, what I have done on several occasions is gone into the silence, sit quietly, and try to understand what we don't know, what we can't see. And out of this experience, sometimes you have sometimes you have an inkling, an idea. And it is difficult to describe to those of us who haven't practiced sitting in the silence. But the silence is powerful. And ideas come and words form themselves. And somehow or the other, you get an answer to keep you moving, to keep you in the right spirit, et cetera, et cetera. So,
let's hear it. Let's hear the sun rising.
The sun rises now. You have reached this far by your faith in me. You have come through the valley of the shadow of death, but I have taught you to fear no evil. I am, have held your hand when the landscape appeared bleak. I have been at your side when it seemed that you were alone. Do you not know that you are never alone? I have given you the faith to step out only with the knowing that this too shall pass. And though at times you believed that it was up to you, do you not know now that it is not you, but I, the Alpha and Omega, which can do all things? My child, relax, renew, and be replenished in me. There is still more for you to do, but not of yourself. You are being tested, and it is up to you to come through, as I have helped you to come through in the past. You are not alone. You are never alone. You have chosen me, and I have chosen you. Therefore, more will be demanded of you. Have faith. Trust in me, and all is well. Look to the fields. The harvest is ready. Be of good cheer. Have faith. Believe and know that I am in you and you are in me. Joy comes in the morning, but the sun rises now.
Oh, beautiful.
And so it is. Amen and amen.
That is just breathtakingly beautiful. And a very good segment to our break to give us an opportunity to just feel the light and the joy and the beauty of that peace. And I just want to thank you for sharing or for beginning this poetry process with the sun rising.
Thank you.
It's just beautiful poetry that one can feel comes from the heart.
It is a gift from the heart, and it is from the bigger heart to this lesser heart.
I like the way you put that. I like that way you put that, from the bigger heart to the lesser heart.
Yes.
Well, they're signaling us that we've got... we're going to a break, and I hope that you, my listeners, will stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. My guest today is Hollis Lashley, poet, spiritualist, and we'll be right back in a moment after a few words.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Many of us try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, but there is just so much going on in our lives. Food allergies, picky eaters, tight schedules, and the like. We also have so much to think about. Weight management, disease prevention, eating psychology, and creating a healthy meal in minutes. Listen for Nutrition Matters and let Roxanne Moore step in to save you from the overwhelming sea of nutrition information. Roxanne will share success tips to keep you winning with over 15 years as a registered dietitian. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Spirituality 101, and my guest today is Hollis Lashley, student of Spirituality 101, gifted poet, creator of sacred space with the written and the spoken word, and he just shared with us a very, very beautiful poem which helps us to recognize that we are not alone. Hollis, are you there?
I am here, Reverend Norma.
A couple of things you said, you know, you've got my brain racing. This force that we call life is so entwined with the invisible force, and that was pretty powerful. You also talk about a journey of understanding and,
yes,
and like reaching out to help ourselves to be in a better frame of mind, which is what I think your poetry does for me. It helps me to kind of journey to that place of understanding, so that I can be wide open to hearing that which is kind of embedded in the sacred silence. So I wondered, what's the next piece that you would like to share with us?
Well, just before I go to the next piece, let me also say, you said something that is very significant, that my poetry helps you to get into that space. Believe you me, after I write a piece, it helps me to do the same thing.
Wonderful.
Because I know I could not have sat down and consciously created and crafted the words and ideas that come through me.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. I can hear that. I'm a
yes.
writer, and I can relate to that very well.
Yes.
So what are you going to share with us next?
The next piece is called I Sonata.
Ah.
Yes. I Sonata. Sometimes I'm in awe at this feeling I have, that God is in charge and I'm blessed. So there's no need to worry at issues that are. No need to rebel and be stressed. What a great universe, bountiful and so kind, giving health and so much every day. I'm alive. I know God. I am thankful and free. In the spirit I walk as I pray. As I look at the sunset in colors of gold, as I look at a leaf and a bee, I listen to the wind as it sings in the trees, great wonders of creation I can see. I hear laughter of children who frolic and play. I see clouds as they slowly drift by. I see castles and faces and fairyland scenes, and the beauty of God fills my eye. My creator, my lover, my spirit, my life, my friend, my inherent life force. I thank God for the pleasure of knowing the truth, and I thank God for the blessings, of course. Universal love flows replenishes my soul. The Spirit of the Christ powers me. Every breath sings a song, universal in note. I, Sonata of Infinity. I, Sonata of Infinity. I, Sonata of Infinity. And so it is.
Wow, that just simply takes my breath away. It requires a stillness to kind of still ourselves and just let the words and the energy settle in the invisible parts of ourselves.
Yes.
Now, what motivates you to write?
Well, let me put it this way. A rebellious mind, and a rebellious mind in the sense that somehow or the other I have never been able to fit into the normal expectations of this society. And I have been rebellious in a number of ways, not knowing why. Somehow or the other, the ideas and the life force that flows through me flows with an energy that refuses to be constrained into the normal way of viewing things.
Mm-hmm.
And so my quest has been to understand spirit, understand what it is, what it means to be, to have this one spirit. What is it for another human being to be my brother? And serendipity and chance plays a lot in the way I see my life. You know, I have worked on myself in terms of understanding the burdens of carrying issues. I have worked on myself in understanding forgiveness, in experiencing the lightness of being and not holding anyone, you know, with any weight on my consciousness. One of the things I am proud about is the fact that I have overcome my ability to hate anyone, to dislike. I mean, people have done me things, and they still continue to do me things. But somehow or the other, at the center of my being, I find the energy to forgive that. Because somewhere I read and I've had the experience to understand that people do not deliberately sin, if we should use that term, sin. It happens because of the ignorance of the beauty that lies within each and every one of us.
Ah, let me stop you there. That's a very interesting way of putting it. And as we say the word ignorance, I'd like to break up that word into lack of knowledge.
Definitely, yes.
Lack of all the total information.
Yes.
So that when I in particular use the word ignorance, it's not really a derogatory term.
Quite right.
But
quite
rather
right.
An indication that I am lacking of in all the pieces. Man is one-tenth conscious.
Yes.
And this strive in spirituality is moving towards being able to access more levels of consciousness as we grow. And, of course, while we are in that growth process, while we're striving to understand more, there is always, as you know on this path, the more you grow, the more you know, is the more you wake up one morning and discover there's a whole lot more to know.
Definitely.
And so ignorance in that sense is a lack of all of the information. Because if we had all the information about the beauty, etc., that lies within us, we certainly...
And you're quite right to further, illustrate what I really mean. And yes, I quite understand what you're saying. Again, let me reiterate, lest it may seem as though I am finished. Something you said a while ago has just jogged in my mind again. The point is that we all are learners. And there's a poem, I'm not going to do it today, but there's a poem I've written that says everything is a teacher. Mm. Every experience, everything is a teacher. And the point is that while we speak about the path of spirituality, it is a discipline. It is not easy because it is work that is continuous, and we graduate the day we give up the last breath.
Breath, that's right. I am of that opinion that with the last breath, I will learn whatever that last thing is that I have to learn before I leave.
Quite right. You know, and again, lest we think that this is an easy road, each and every one of us, you and I, and each and every one of us listening to this program understands that we have, I still have my issues with my anger, with anxiety, with disappointment, and sometimes I do the wrong thing. But I ask forgiveness of the higher power, and I also do what I can to correct the mistakes that I make daily. We make mistakes, but in the sight of Spirit, we are not mistakes.
And you know, one other thing, I had a guest on the show a couple of sessions back who made a statement that was pretty powerful. Up until then, I had not quite coached it in that language, which he said, we arrive on the planet, and we did not arrive with a set of instructions. There was no manual. Mm-hmm. He says, but in fact, there is a manual. And the manual is, what's written in the manual is what we're living, are the life experiences that we have.
Yes.
Because whatever those experiences are, negative or positive, challenging or rewarding, they are part of the manual that says you are here and you are here to face this, to challenge this, to change this, to make this better, to glorify this, to teach this, to speak this. And that's the manual.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Quite right. Quite right. And there are so many pieces of information that we can access, which would help us to understand this. I hear you talk a lot about sound and music on Spirituality 101. And just a few days ago, I was at a concert listening to a lady sing some spiritual music, some gospel, accompanied by a pianist who was just magnificent. And it brought tears to my eye because the music touched me at a level of soul that we do not often access in our everyday experiences.
Yes.
So again, this music is so important for us to access that part of us that is still fresh and pure and unalloyed, so that we can help to bring into the visible those conditions that would help us to navigate this planet with joy, which is different from pleasure.
And of course, before we can get to the joy, we've got to face the challenges that are very much part of life.
Yes.
That is before us.
Yes.
You know, you talk about anxiety, we have our anxieties, etc., and I'm sure as many of my listeners know, if they've read my bio, I do a lot of work in prisons. I work with men in prison to bring about change.
Yes, ma'am.
And one of the things where my anxieties, where anxiety step in, when you said that, sometimes I'm doing a 6-month process, sometimes I'm doing a 28-day process, whatever that process may be, it may be a 90-day process. But as you get towards, like, let's say, the last weeks of those of the process, then there's a level of anxiety that comes over me, and I wonder sometimes whether the infinite divine source has the same anxiety, because then I begin to think of all the things that I could have taught. How much did I teach? Did I teach enough? Did I give enough? Did I emphasize this enough? Did I get the point over across enough on this particular topic? Did they get enough practice on this? And there is this anxiety that each time I have to still myself so that the higher force can remind me.
Yes.
But Norma, you're not the one that's formulating this. You are simply the vessel.
There we go.
The formulator knows,
quite
understands, right, and is in charge.
Yes, and we do have to remind ourselves of that often, because Gautama, the Buddha, he said that people are in bondage because they have not yet removed the idea of I.
Mm-hmm.
That
I
is
like
one
that.
Of the Buddha's
idea of I.
The idea of I.
And accepting that it's just an idea, not a fact.
Of course, because when we truly acknowledge that we did not give ourselves this gift, we were given the gift of life, and it is for a reason. We could live our lives without ever trying to find out what that reason is. We could live in the bliss of not understanding. However, we are here as an instrument of a higher power, which is what I believe, and I'm not saying everybody should believe it, but I believe that. And every day some little nugget is revealed to me to reinforce that it is not I, but the spirit within me that does the work.
And that's a wonderful segue to another break. A reminder that we are simply instruments that are used by the higher power. And in that, in knowing that, in accepting that, in receiving that, in welcoming that, it allows us to allay our anxieties and our fears. Don't go away. This is Spirituality 101, Reverend Norma, and I'll be right back with my guest who will share some more of his very sacred poetry.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Spirituality 101. I hope that you're enjoying this session as much as I am with beautiful conversation, absolutely sacred renditions of beautiful poetry. And I'd like to invite you to relax, 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 and take in as much of the energy that you can, because the energy comes in and it registers in the system, in the spiritual system, and I can guarantee you that pieces of this will rise at times and in places where it can be the most beneficial. So your job right now is to just relax and feel the expression of love, feel the gift of sacred space. As I ask Hollis to give us the next two pieces of poetry that he has for us.
Okay. This piece is more prose, although it's poetic to some extent in its expression, and it is called I Am Love. I will not allow myself to be subjected to the whims and fancies of the moods of others. I realize that the relationship problems which I have are my own, and that it is my responsibility to find solutions for my issues. I must first learn to help myself, if I am to help anyone else. In helping, I must also be aware that I will do what I can to support someone else to move towards their own fulfillment, not by force, but by ensuring that my actions are in keeping with the universal good. At times, I do feel disappointed, abused, betrayed, hurt, unworthy, and alone. I must understand, though, that these are only feelings and interpretations which can and will change depending on my perceptions of who others are and who I am at any moment in time. To be a peaceful being, I know I must practice the art of peace, beginning with me, and operating from within the core of who I am, which is spiritual and whole and good, loved and loving. I am not here by chance, and therefore it is up to me to discover my purpose. I am not a victim of life, but a victor over all conditions and circumstances. I may feel disappointed, but I am not a disappointment. I may feel abused, but I will not be an abuser. I may feel betrayed, but to myself I must be true. I will feel hurt, but I must not willingly hurt another. I may feel unworthy, but I know that God will not fashion me with all my abilities to be simply a cosmic joke. And even if at times I may feel alone, I know deep within my being that I am never alone. Made as I am in the image of God, and therefore of good, for God is good. I can do all things through the Spirit within. And best of all, without a doubt, I know that God is love, and since I am an expression of God, I am love. And so it is.
Beautiful. Just simply beautiful.
Yes.
It's as though I inhale the energy, I feel the energy, I am the energy. It's just beautiful.
Well, Reverend Norma, right now, we are in the midst of peace and harmony and joy. And I thank you for helping to create this atmosphere.
Well, we are in the field.
Yes, ma'am.
We're in the quantum field. And the quantum field is created whenever we are knowingly,
yes,
and willingly joined together at our highest level.
Yes, ma'am.
And with the intent,
yes,
to be of service one to the other. Then we enter that quantum space.
Excellent.
We enter that quantum field. And in the moment, we can experience the joy and the light and the love and the generosity of spirit, which gives us the energy and the lift to be able to pick ourselves up and engage the next aspect of the manual.
Yes, ma'am. And one other thing, it is always now.
Yes. Power of now.
Yes.
Power of now. Now, what did you have for us next?
Yes, the next piece is I Am That I Am.
Ah. Ah. Song for
I Am That I Am. I am the voice celestial, yet I am the deep silence at the core of your being. I am the light you see by, yet I am the light that you are. I am eternity, yet you try to constrain me as history, as the past. I am the only now. I am. I am the voice which you hear in the slave ships as you lead my children into the unknown, but still into the light. I am the voice which you hear in the camp at Auschwitz, giving you hope that this too shall pass. When man rebels against his brother, when man turns from me, when man shall force his will and pollute the one law, I am the voice you hear to guide you. I am the voice speaking to Luther and to Martin Luther King, to Gandhi and to Muhammad, to Buddha and to Joan of Arc, to Mother Teresa and to Jesus the Christ. I am the first word bringing galaxies into being, fashioning unimaginable creations of which you are the one made in my image. You are much more than you imagine, yet only through your power to imagine more will you become more. I have given you dominion over all things, yet it is up to you to acknowledge all that I am. I am the many languages, the many expressions of spirit, the many cultures, the many places, the many tribes, the many nations. But I am also the one humanity, the one law, the one God. I am the one who fashioned you out of who I am. You are therefore one with the one. And we are all one, for there is only one. not afar. Look within, where there are no barriers, where true freedom lies, freedom to be, freedom to see, freedom to live, freedom to love. My friend, you are only because I am. Remember always, you are only because I am. I am that I am. And so it is.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I often wonder, we use those two words, I am, so frequently. But I wonder how many times we really stop to recognize and acknowledge it. Every time we say, I am, we are diving deeply into our divinity.
Certainly. Certainly.
Words that allows us access immediately to the divine part of ourselves. And so just to be able to go, I am that I am. Silence for a minute. I am that I am. Silence for another minute.
Yes.
I am that I am. It's a very, very powerful way to open up sacred space within us. And so I thank you for that beautiful reminder lodged in that beautiful poem.
Well said, Denis, and obviously, you know, it came from a place that I could not have fashioned.
So tell me, with all this knowledge and all this beauty and all this inspiration, what are you learning from Spirituality 101?
Well, believe you me, I am learning that with the vast amount of information that you throw out to the world, we should understand the simplicity and the magnificent complexity at the same time of this principle that we call God. Look at the many facets of healing, of inspiration, of loving, of caring that God has fashioned in His Word through so many people, black, white, North American, South American, European. Look at the many facets of information and love that God has fashioned us to be in the midst of. And yet, we cannot grasp that all is spirit.
Actually, and soon to be green men too. You know, one of the tools that I use in my work with people in who are in recovery is this little tool that I use called the green man. And I will turn myself into green man in a heartbeat, and I would say to them, listen, I don't quite understand what you're trying to say to me.
Yes.
I'm just a little green man. I just came from Mars. I know nothing about this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that? And it works. It forces people to really have to break down complicated stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
And simplify it. Because if I'm a green man from Mars, I have no clue what you're talking about. So you really have to break it all the way down for me.
Yeah, you know.
So who knows? Soon to be maybe green men as well. And then we'll stop all the other stuff that we're so focused on.
Definitely.
When we probably have to deal with an essence that is very different to our own. But I see we're right there at the break. Please don't go away. We'll take a break. This is Spirituality 101, and we will be right back.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net. or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
You are not alone. Did you know that everyone has angels that can bring them the information they need to move forward in confidence? Listen for Empowered Life with your angelic guide, Linda West. Each week, Linda will help you tap into the angelic realm with a variety of topics. She will also provide readings and allow you an opportunity to get information you need from those who have already crossed over. Tune in to Empowered Life with your angelic guide, Linda West, every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Spirituality 101, and today we are on a beautiful spiritual journey of linking sacred words and thoughts and ideas and ideals to the backdrop of music, and just allowing ourselves to be the I am, that I am, that I am, that we are. And our guest, Hollis Lashley, just closed off with that beautiful poem, I Am That I Am, which I hope that you will take within yourselves and allow the pieces and the sentiments from that poem to rise as it will and allow us to keep engaging the sacred space that I feel we're now in. But Hollis, I wanted to ask you this question about you write poetry that is deeply, deeply spiritual. Concepts that when I think of, I've had 35 years on this path and several teachers that have pushed my attention in several directions. And if I were to just take one of your poems, I could schedule 4 3-day retreats on one poem alone because there's a tremendous amount of depth in there. Tell me, how does that feel to sit, take pen and put it to paper and come up with something that's deeply spiritual? And when you read it, how do you feel?
Well, in the first place, Reverend Norma, I do not take myself seriously in the sense that I am doing anything. I am only an instrument who has taken the responsibility to open myself to those deeper powers within me.
Hold there for a minute. What I'm hearing, the image that you're giving, is that you have taken the time and see it as your responsibility to open up or expand consciousness, which is what this journey is all about. But in your opening up and expanding consciousness, what I'm hearing is that you are offering a service. You're also offering a service in your opening up and your expanding of consciousness and becoming aware, and then you allow that which comes in to come in, and then you offer it as a service.
But certainly, it is. You know, I am just an instrument of something greater than me that has given me the discipline to focus on what that is. Now, there have been sacrifices. I have not pursued a traditional road in my life. I live simply and humbly. I have not acquired a lot. However, I have accessed a font of joy that keeps me motivated to live. And also, I have exposed myself to bits and pieces of knowledge and music and information. I have been actively involved in understanding various aspects of spirituality. And whenever I go into that silence, at times, I get these ideas, they begin to flow. And it is afterwards I realize what has come through me. For of myself, I cannot do those things.
I have
to be able to access a greater font of information and love that has fashioned me to express these ideas.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderfully, beautifully put. Just absolutely beautifully put. Question. You know, I'm full of questions.
Yes.
Always full of questions. If you had to advise someone who is discovered that they've got the gift of poetry, but they would like to take their writing to the spiritual level, what is one piece of advice that you would give, a simple piece of advice that you would give to a new fledging poet?
The first advice I would give is to sit and question yourself as to whether or not you are willing to commit yourself to the spiritual path. It is not a joke. It is not a fad. It is a commitment.
It's a commitment.
It is a commitment.
And what piece of advice, in one line, if you can do that for me, would you give to the listeners of your poetry? Is there a preparation that you feel they need to, should they prepare themselves? I know you do poetry readings in a variety of settings.
Yes.
Is there a preparation that you would advise? Is there a mindset that you would advise that people should get into before they engage the spiritual depths of poetry?
Sure. You have got to access the silence. You have got to open yourself, get rid of your own trash within yourself. You cannot teach what you do not know, and you cannot lead where you cannot follow.
Wow. Wow. You cannot teach what you do not know, and you cannot lead
where you cannot follow.
That is very, very deep. Now, give my listeners some contact information. I know that you do, as I said before, poetry intermingled with beautiful music at different forums.
Yes.
And you're available for that. So give my listeners a little flavor of what you do and how they can contact.
Okay. Well, I have been fortunate to have found some people in my midst who appreciate what I do. Some organizations that call me whenever, and I go and I make myself available to serve. I do poetry readings. As you know, I'm involved with you in little spiritual workshops. I do a little motivational speaking here and there. And again, let me just give them my email. My email address is HLASH317@yahoo.com.
And they can reach you there.
You can reach me there. I've also worked for several years, which many people don't know. I've worked for several years with children. I love to work with children. I've worked with the Head Start program in a number of different capacities. And one of the most beautiful experiences to me is to see a child in its innocence and to just smile and open up and have a conversation with that little child. The other day, I was in the library doing some work, and there was this little Spanish boy next to me, and he and I began to engage, and you know how kids are. He was pointing, and I couldn't help but interact with him, and the mother was telling him, be quiet, and I was telling the mother, leave the boy, let me get a little chance to play, please.
Playtime with these pure spirits.
Yes.
The children are such pure spirits. But again, yes, give us that email address where you can be contacted.
Yes, it's HLASH317 at yahoo.com.
I want to thank you so very much for bringing to my listeners this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to expand consciousness, for bringing this wonderful opportunity of opening up sacred space. And I'm hoping that several people, including myself, I know I will certainly come back to this archived piece over and over again, because there is so much joy and there's so much beauty in the images that you have created for us today. And I want to thank you for your work on the planet and the service that you do in opening up sacred space, not only on the outside, but also on the inside. And may God bless and expand the work that you do here on the planet.
Well, thank you, Reverend Norma. And I know that you have been married recently, but I still love you. And I... and I thank you for the opportunity to include me in Spirituality 101. This has not just been a joy, but it is a humbling experience. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you from the one source of spirit that motivates us all.
And you're welcome. And I can assure you that my husband would not take advantage of your sentiment. Because you have to remember, I work with 190 men. I think that number has been increased every month.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you.
And I am privileged to be the only woman in the center of many, many male circles. And believe you me, I'm learning a lot about the male of the species.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sharing a lot about who we are as women.
Yes.
But continue to pray for us that Spirituality 101 will continue to go out into the airways and reach the mass of humanity, just to help them to not only receive but to give and to share that which they're learning. Thank you so much. Thank my listeners for being here and for continuing to send me emails. Send me an email, myspirituality101@yahoo.com. If you want to make a comment, walk softly and gently on the earth, for you are reminded that you argued for the right to be here on planet Earth at this time. Until next week, be safe, be blessed.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on 7th Wave Network.